We're very blessed this evening that after this Mass, we'll be celebrating three baptisms. So if we start to hear the babies crying, just start cheering, right? How exciting that is that we have such a vibrant community here and new children entering into that life of Christ in such a deep way, beginning their new lives in Christ. One beautiful thing about infant baptism is that we see how it all begins with grace. We know that the child themselves cannot make that choice. Of course, the parents bring them for baptism, but we realize that everything starts with the Lord's grace, the primacy of grace. And that is one of the teachings that we have in the church, that the Christian life indeed begins with God. You know, it is that free gift of his love reaching out to us. And we see that today. We see Jesus get into the boat of Simon. Of course, Simon Peter, eventually, as he is later named by Jesus. Jesus, of course, was basically about to get smothered by the crowds, probably, being next to the lake. And so he steps into Peter's boat. He steps into the life of Peter. And so, after finishing his speech then, after speaking to the people, he says to Peter, "Put out into deep water and lower your nets for a catch." And you can imagine, you know, the more we think about this, it must have been difficult for Peter. You know, of course, he was there, he and his fishermen who had been out all night. They were washing their nets, you know, going about their work, doing the daily tasks, and they had been fishing all night. If we think about it, Peter probably could have said, you know, "Do you even know anything about fishing?" You know, he's speaking, there's a carpenter here, of course, telling him how to fish. He'd been out all night working hard. They had come back. They were doing their work, washing their nets. He was probably frustrated. They didn't catch a fish at all. And also, the fish probably don't like the noise of the crowd that was right there next to the boat. But Peter is very honest with the Lord, but he's also very obedient. Such a great example. He says, "We have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, but at your command, I will lower the nets." That obedience. And so, of course, they put out into the deep, lowers the nets, and what happens? This miracle happens, a superabundance of fish. It should have never happened. They were out all night. And Peter knows this. He knows that there's something amazing that happens, something from God. So much so that they had to call the other boat over. Of course, we see here Peter, of course, had an enterprise. You know, he had a business. There were multiple boats. And so Peter realizes this, that this is something supernatural. Both of the boats are about to sink then from the amount of fish. This is something amazing. This is a miracle. And so Peter then, you know, says, "Lord, depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Sometimes in our spiritual life, as we grow in our spiritual life, we realize our sinfulness and what is there. In the Old Testament, they had a great understanding of not wanting to be before the Lord, before God, with a sinful heart. We realize our sins more as we grow in holiness and our need for cleansing. We see this also in the first reading. We have the calling of another man, the calling of Isaiah the prophet, who has been chosen. And he has this vision that he's before the heavenly temple. We hear of the angels singing this holy, 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 the Sanctus, you know, that we have at Mass. We pray at the time of the Eucharist. And so the angels are saying that before God. And then Elijah's there and he says, "Woe is me, I am doomed. I am a man of unclean lips." He has realized that he has spoken wrongly. But then what happens? The angel brings an ember from the altar and cleanses his lips. And so just as Peter, just as Isaiah, we need that repentance. And we realize too that the Lord doesn't say, "No, Peter, it's all right. You're a good person. You don't have to worry about it." But Jesus, of course, does not say that. He accepts his repentance. But then right away, he gives him his mission. And we're all given that mission in our baptisms. Right? We are baptized as priests, prophets, and kings. Of course, it's so easy to stay in that shallow part of life. You know, to get caught up in the simple things like washing our nets, like Peter. Now, how good it is to, of course, do the work that we've been given. But to realize that there is a great depth in Jesus Christ, in consecrating every moment to him, in living the cross, and entering into the deeper life of Christ, you know, in growing in that relationship, that God is calling us to the depths. As he says, "Do not be afraid, put out into the deep." And so we know for each one of us that God enters into our lives, just as that life of grace, you know, the primacy of grace, Christ comes into our lives. Then we're called to that obedience, to live out our baptisms, that faithfulness, like St. Peter, even in the midst of struggles, you know, even to take up that cross, you know, say, "Okay, at your word, Lord, we will go." And then we're called to put out to the deep, to give our lives completely to the Lord, to accept that cross of love, for Christ, but especially for others too. We might ask, you know, how are we called then to be fishers of men? You know, are each of us called to be out on the street corners? Probably not. Some of us, I'm sure, are, but a lot of us are called to, you know, the day-to-day. How can we be that witness, you know, in the machine shop? How can we be that witness to our children at home? How can we truly take on our faith and live it deeply? We know in our baptism, each of us has given our yes. We make that yes again as we renew our baptismal vows. But there is a depth that Christ is calling us to. May we continually say yes to Christ, say yes to accepting that, to growing into the depths of the life in Christ. And be not afraid, but put out into the deep.